Your greatest gift. Once upon a time, humans, or rather proto-humans, had to chase animals. They called it persistence hunting. They think maybe this is why we evolved arched feet and sweaty hairless bodies. We are one of the few animals that can bleed off body heat by sweating. Most mammals have to pant to stop and not move, and cool down by breathing in and out really quickly. The air hits their tongues and cools it down, cooling down their brain. But we don't have to do that. We can keep running and sweating, and because of our hairless bodies, our temperature keeps its balance. The animals we are chasing can't do that. They have to stop and pant periodically, which means we'll eventually catch up, jump on them, kill them, and eat them. This was a hard way to make a living. But then humans discovered fire. Not just fire, but how fire might be used to hunt. Imagine a couple of dudes out looking for food. They see lightning strike a tree off in the distance. They see the animals running away from the fire caused by the lightning. And then they thought, holy crap, dude, what if we could do that? This ability to create fire and then use it strategically to get animals running a certain way so they could jump out of the bushes and kill them requires a lot of brain. It's not a coincidence that once humans discovered fire, our brains started getting really big really quickly. Tigers have claws and teeth and long, vicious digestion systems. Whales have humongous teeth through which they can filter their plankton. Anteaters have long snouts to dig deep into the poor houses of the poor ants. We have brains. This is not a tool. A brain doesn't directly operate on anything, not like a tiger's teeth or an anteater's nose. Our brains make us think of stuff. Stuff we can operate on out in the world. To build stuff. To imagine stuff that doesn't exist and then make it come true. Everything that exists has come into being like this. First, it didn't exist. Then somebody imagined it. Maybe told somebody about it. They talked about this group hallucination, and through their actions, they made this thing come into being. Thoughts are things. Thoughts become things. Thoughts create things. Not only physical things, but works of art, master strokes of creativity, words that move emotions to beautiful places, all come from the brain. Your brain. Most people will never get even a sliver out of their brain's potential. What about you? To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.